everyone. Good evening. I'm Chris Cahill coming to you live from Skid Row Studios in downtown Los Angeles. And the show is Psychic Every Day. So thank you, everyone who's tuning in, who listens, all my regular fans and people who've been calling in and listening and writing to me. I thank you for all that. Welcome. Nice to be back. It's April 9th, 2014, and I'm back in the studio, and I've got a booth full of people. There's more people on the other side of that glass than there are on this side. And hi, everybody. How's it going?
Hi, Chris.
Hello,
hi.
Jenny. Hello. Good to see you all. It's a lively night here at Skid Row Studios. We are having a heat wave in Los Angeles. And so for those of you in the Midwest and the East Coast, it's actually not as fun as that might sound. It's really too hot. But whatever, we're maintaining, we're carrying on, we're fighting the good fight. Anyway, I want to introduce the show a little bit. I'm continuing with a month of shows about prosperity, working the energy of prosperity through the whole month of April. And I have a number of different things, a number of different specials, and you know, there's a class I'm teaching, there's all this stuff, but all my shows are about this too. So the show tonight is called Creativity and Prosperity. Last week I did a show called Giving and Receiving. And so funnily enough, tonight's show, Creativity and Prosperity, is the same name as the workshop I'm teaching this coming Sunday in North Hollywood. And I will be talking about that during tonight's show and letting you know how you can join in if you want to be there. I've got the show, the class actually is like halfway filled. I still have room for another few people. So if you want to join, I'd love to have you there. But anyway, let me just get into this first, you know, like what we're doing right now. You're going to get kind of a little taste tonight of what that class is about. And that class is actually a meditation class, a psychic meditation class. So I'm teaching people how to work with energy and how to work with their own creativity and prosperity. So there. Now, I want to talk a little bit about prosperity pictures, you know, the energy and the pictures and the, you know, what do I mean by pictures? I'm a clairvoyant. I see energy as pictures. I see life as pictures. It is. Everything's made of a picture. We all have pictures about what's real and what's possible and what we're able to have and become. And, you know, that includes prosperity. So the pictures you have about prosperity or what that means to you will affect what you create for yourself. Now, by prosperity, I'm actually not just talking about things like money. Money is the first thing everybody thinks of, you know, prosperity. I'm a prosperous person, has all this money and all this stuff. But actually, you know, I've brought this up a number of times in different shows. There are many people out there who have money who don't really think of themselves as being prosperous. Like they may not have a perspective on what they do have besides just the money. And then there are others who do have, you know, all of that and also know they are. Or there are people who might consider themselves prosperous and maybe you're one of them because you have your health or you have really wonderful relationships in your life or you feel good about what you're doing in the world or you've always managed to kind of figure that out for yourself as you go along. Like you managed to get back on your feet and figure out what it is you're doing next. That's a form of prosperity. And actually, here's a quote and definition by Eric Butterworth. Prosperity is spiritual well-being. I like that. Prosperity is spiritual well-being. Now, I just realized in my going on and on about prosperity that I forgot to mention a few important things about the show. One, if you're listening, you're no doubt at skidrowstudios.com. If you want to watch, check out the live video button. Click on that and you can watch the video while we're doing the show. And I'll wave to you. The other thing is I will be giving some readings tonight during the show. I'll be giving some mini readings on your prosperity and your prosperity pictures. I'm actually going to take a quick look in present time at anyone who calls in and wants this reading. Looking to see where are you working on creating your prosperity right now. And my number here is 1-800-893-9562. So please do call tonight and we'll get you a reading. Now today, you know, I've been working this energy for weeks now, just really working on it, working on my workshop, writing blog stuff, you know, for my blog, Psychic Every Day, and my chriscahill.com site. And so I'm also checking out different things like other people talking about prosperity. A friend of mine shared a video that she found interesting, a TED Talk by a man named Ari Durfell, who has this group he started, or this kind of organization he started, called Slow Money. He's a restaurant owner in Berkeley, California. He's, you know, been an organic chef and restaurant owner for many years. But he's got this thing he put together with others. And I think it really focuses mostly on the food community, you know, like the restaurant community, people who are restaurateurs, who are cooks, who grow food and all the rest of it, about creating a sustainable food, you know, like not just harvest, but just in general, our food supply to become sustainable. So he created something called Slow Money. But anyway, the video, and it's well worth checking out. You can find it on YouTube. It's a TED video. His name is Ari, A-R-I, Durfell, D-E-R-F-E-L. He's talking about something called Business 3.0. And in Business 3.0, it's really about, he says we're still in Business 2.0, we're moving to Business 3.0. Business 3.0 is doing business on the planet as people in a sustainable and humane way. That means no more sweatshops. You know, it means like really paying attention to where everything comes from. And I don't mean like you have to be like a hardcore stickler about it. It's about changing. We're changing the pictures of what it is that we do, how we manufacture, what we pay people, how, you know, what, all of that. And he started off this whole thing with a really wonderful quote by Robert Kennedy. Something Robert Kennedy said in 1968, and I'm just going to paraphrase it. And the quote goes something along the lines of, when we look at the GNP, when we look at our gross national product, because that's often how governments figure out their profitability or their, you know, prosperity, living in a time of prosperity, the GNP is big, or in other countries, whatever they call it, I think it's called the GDP in the UK, just stuff like that. But does it take into consideration the quality of life of the people in the country, or is it just a certain number? Like, does it take into consideration the pollution or the, you know, the prisons or the schools or the all the different things that happen, both positive and negative, throughout your average, you know, day on Earth? And especially, I'm specifically talking about this country. So it's just another way to be conscious of, how do we look at prosperity? I have a caller, and I'm going to give my first reading. Hey, I have a caller. Yeah. Hello there. You're live.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is David.
I thought it was you, David. I could tell right away.
I can't believe I'm the first caller. How are you?
I'm good. You are the first caller. What's happening?
Not too much. I thought I'd have all this time to think about stuff before I got to talk to you.
How's
your prosperity?
You're on. Well, I'm working it. It's definitely something I'm working on, you know? How about yours? How is it?
You know, my spiritual prosperity is really good. I did my budget the other day, though, and that was less than good.
Yeah. That's a tough one these days, definitely.
How do you get those aligned?
Well, let's take a look at that. And actually, that's been the big picture. That's actually the whole picture of the workshop I'm doing Sunday, but that's what I'll be talking about tonight as well. This is a perfect question. I'm not going to tell you how you should or what looks like, you know, the way. I'm just going to look at your energy, with you aligning your spiritual prosperity with your fiscal, you know, like with your actual everyday.
Let me tell you one thing, though, before you do that.
Go ahead.
I did buy a lottery ticket today.
Oh, fantastic. I know. I mean, that may make a difference, but that's not what we're going to count on. We're not going to really even go and look at that. Not so much. Although, it can be a fun thing to have. And hopefully you'll win. And, you know, and if you do, you know, you'll think of me.
I will. I'll even send you something.
You'll send me something. Yes. So when I take a look at the energy of the two, I'm actually going to look at it as two parts of a whole and just see what it looks like. And the picture is your spiritual prosperity, that you're feeding it a lot. Like, you're actually spending a lot of time on it, or you're giving to it. There's a waking up happening more and more with your spiritual prosperity. And it's actually what I see is that it's the part. This is so funny. You have a picture that your spiritual prosperity is the good you, and then the physical prosperity is like the dark you. You know, like there's like a negative picture or a judgment. Oh no, it's like all that stuff I have to do to make money, you know, or to make it work better. And it's not you being wrong here. It looks like it's a judgment, and this is not your energy, but a judgment picture about what it means, like what you have to do to have fiscal prosperity, or it's sort of like it's a judgment on the spirit having to stoop so low to create fiscally, if that makes sense.
Yeah, if I have a feeling for what you mean.
Well, all right, and I was going to talk about this book tonight, and I think I did last week too, but this is just one book that I have found helpful that goes into a lot of that. It's a book called Spiritual Economics. Did you hear me talk about this? I'm sure I brought it up.
You know, I couldn't stay awake last week.
Well, that's all right.
I'm on the East Coast.
You're on the East Coast.
10 o'clock now.
Yeah, you're 3 hours ahead of us.
Yeah.
Check out this book. It was written in the late 90s. It has been I have a more recent edition, but it's written by a guy named Eric Butterworth, and it's actually really fun. It's just a beautiful, it just has beautiful pictures in it. And it's all about the spirit creating, you know, it's just very helpful in terms of making sense of certain things. I mean, I look at it as a clairvoyant. I look at the energy. I see where things are stuck, and for myself too. But it always is nice to get a little bit of a, another little viewpoint. And this one may be helpful because when I look at how you're trying to create for yourself in everyday real life, and it's just this judgment picture. It's like somehow that it's a negative, or it's stooping too low or something. And it's not your energy. It looks like it's just a judgment about it. And it also has to do with being in the body. It's like, not that you're against being in the body, but there's this energy about, well, getting in your body or bringing that in your body, or you're going to somehow hurt your spirit if you do that.
Huh.
And that's not your picture. It's an unconsciousness.
Right.
You know? So what I see, when I see you taking a step past this or kind of changing this, you know, kind of moving, you know, kind of working with your own healing ability to get this going, because it looks like it's stuck energy. It doesn't.
I keep thinking I should do a vision board of what I want in this arena,
which is a clairvoyant exercise. It's a great way to give yourself a new picture, and that's exactly
right.
That looks wonderful, because it really is about giving yourself a new picture. Like, what is my picture? And also, the other part of it I see is it's about allowing, just allowing, you know, kind of like turning it on. It looks like what you do is when you judge the dark, you know, the so-called dark David, then you, the one that needs money for bills, you know, and things like that, you judge that and you forget to just allow that to come. There's sort of an overthinking it, not allowing. I mean, you know, there's doing the work, you know, there's having a consciousness, but you're trying to bring your body and spirit together and make it real.
Right.
And I'm certainly not an expert on that. I just can see the pictures, and it looks like where you, what you being the expert of you is kind of the key here with this next step.
That's good. That's a good reading.
Well,
do you ever do paintings of your readings?
You know, I think that's a really good idea, and I haven't really, but I got to tell you, all the years I made paintings, and I will again, I haven't been making them for a few years now because I've been doing this, but they were always influenced by my clairvoyance, you know, by seeing.
I bet.
By seeing energy or seeing pictures.
They were always so colorful and wonderful.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's kind of funny how they're coming back up again these days. They've been showing up, so I have a feeling there's a resurgence of some kind.
Yeah.
Don't know how.
Well, good luck with that.
Well, thank you. And good luck with all your prosperity pictures, too.
Okay.
Let me know what happens.
Thanks for talking to me.
Oh, you're welcome, David. Talk to you later.
My best to your husband.
I will.
All right. Bye.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Psychic Everyday Radio at SkidRowStudios.com. I am Chris Cahill, your show host, and you're listening to a live show about creativity and prosperity. Now, as I mentioned earlier, I am giving readings during tonight's show about your prosperity. You know, I'm going to be looking at prosperity pictures just as I did for that last caller. And my number is 1-800-893-9562. Now, I was just talking about, before the last call, about gross national product, but in terms of how we look at prosperity, just how we see ourselves as prosperous on this earth and how we see ourselves as prosperous together. And that it is more than money. Money is certainly a part of it, but it has to do with all kinds of things. And one thing that's happening right now across the board, just across the planet in general, is that people are waking up about what it is that they, you know, about their quality of life, about what it is that they want to be doing. You know, different, a lot of pictures are kind of falling to the wayside about what people think they should be doing. And we're changing. You know, it's like prosperity is a different picture for many people now. And, you know, when you, especially when you hear things, and this is in this country in particular, where you hear things that people are graduating from college with huge debt, more than in any other generation, that's not creating prosperity. You know, when we do not educate people, we're not creating prosperity. We're creating a class that's in debt completely. And not to freak anyone out there, but that's like, actually, that needs to go away. It kind of does. But what it's doing is it's changing the pictures of how we see ourselves as prosperous. And what does that mean? And what do we create now? There's more people than ever working for themselves, creating businesses, and starting to do business with each other. So there's just so many more, there's so much more change, and people are creating. That's really the key word here. Creativity. So this show is creativity and prosperity. You as a being are inherently creative. You're a spirit. You're a spirit in a body. And you, the being, you, the spirit, already have created what you have now. Even if you don't like it, or you're wondering why the heck did you create that particular thing, there's a reason. There's something that you're learning or opening up for yourself or waking up or changing or wanting to kind of destroy so you can go create something different. So you, the being, are already, you, the spirit, are already creating every day, no matter what, whether you think you are or not, you're already creating. When you start working on how do you create prosperity, and first of all, what does that even mean to you? You know, a lot of people for a long time thought prosperity, they would be prosperous or they would feel prosperous if they had a lot of stuff or they had a particular lifestyle or a certain way of doing things. You know, like, I'm going to be prosperous, I'm going to have this. And that can be very true, but it's kind of changing. The way things work, you know, it's changing a bit now in terms of how we see that. So, you know, as you see people waking up or changing and creating new pictures, they're creating a new level of what has value and meaning to themselves and in how we treat each other and how we live on this planet. Every day, new stuff is coming out, new creating, new ideas, new ways of doing things. And it has to do with the big transition we're in, the big transformation on this planet about how we live, what we do, what we create. The spirit of people is waking up, evolving, and working to create a new spirit of prosperity. Now, I want to do something I don't usually do on this show. I'm going to actually do a little bit of a meditation here. Just a little bit of a consciousness raising hello to some of the pictures of prosperity. And I wrote that, I made a little note to myself. Let's just get to it here. Okay, here we go. We're going to work with a very simple prosperity exercise. And what I'd like you to do, I'll still be taking calls, but after the exercise is over, it's just going to take a couple minutes. What I'd like you to do is have a comfortable place to sit where you can just really be comfortable and have your feet flat on the floor. That just really helps keep you more grounded and more in your own body. And would you close your eyes and give yourself a big, deep breath? And just allow your attention to come back from wherever you've been. Go within yourself. And would you say hello to your body? your body is already prosperity. The fact that you have a body and that you can, you know, you're listening to me now and you're doing this, whether you're listening live or you're listening later in the archives or in the podcast, you've got the ability to do that. You've got the tools, you've got the skills. So spend your tools and skills, you know, use those abilities you have to say hello to your body and start to notice how it's doing. And just notice it as prosperity, the fact that you have a body and it gets you around and it helps you do what you're doing. Even if you're not always nice to it or you forget or you're unconscious of it, just right now, take a moment and see your body as prosperity, that you have that. Now, you've got your eyes closed. You're saying hello to yourself. You're saying hello to your body. Would you begin to imagine for yourself prosperity? Just when I say that word, what does it look like to you? What pictures or what do you have in your imagination? What does prosperity look like to you personally? Not what do you think it should look like or what other people say it is, but what do you want or what do you get from it? What do you see? And just start to imagine it, to visualize, to give yourself those pictures. And try them on. You know, as you look at these different pictures, notice how it feels to your body. Does your body like these? You know, really, that's a key part of this here. How does it feel? How do you experience these pictures you're starting to look at or to notice? What's the emotion? Because there might be some emotions that come up with this. You might have a sense of longing or of really wanting that, or a sense of kind of missing something or of not being sure. And then notice, does it look like your life as you're living it now? So now start to feel it. Give yourself permission. Don't limit your prosperity pictures. Don't limit what you think they can be or what they should be. Just give them to yourself. Like, what does it really look like? Does it look like you're getting to do the things you really want to do? You have time for relationships or friendships, to see people, to do what you want. And just feel that and give it to yourself right now. Just, you know, give it to your body, give it to your spirit, give it to you. And then would you also send a hello again within yourself and back to your body? Say, dear body, I give you this prosperity. I'm giving this to you. How does it feel? And you don't have to do anything about it. You don't have to figure out how you're going to get it. Just work this from your spirit within, giving to yourself these new pictures. And then again, notice how that feels. And then when you're ready, you can open your eyes and come on out. And give yourself a big, deep breath. What did you notice? And how did it feel to do this? And did your body have anything to say? Was there anything in particular? I mean, you might be wishing you were still doing it right now. You can always go back and do this anytime. Your imagination gets you far. What you imagine, what you visualize, what you think up, but what you're really kind of imagining, that's also your clairvoyance. That's seeing energy. You're creating a picture, an image. And you might already imagine the worst, you know, oh no, we're going to be living on the streets. Oh no, this isn't going to work. Oh no, I'm running out of money. Oh no. You can imagine all the worst, but how about imagining some of the best, some of the positive, some of the what's possible? Even if it's not here yet, it's not like you're going to go live in the pie in the sky picture and that isn't here yet. You're going to create it. And that's part of creating prosperity, is really working on that spiritual level. Everybody in the booth was doing it. It was great. I looked over. There were three people with their eyes closed. Very cool. Hey, what, anybody there have a comment? How about you? What'd you notice? State your name and tell me what you noticed.
Talking to the mic.
I'm Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
What'd you notice?
A lot of good feelings. A lot of good feelings. Yeah. I just saw myself doing a lot of the things I'm doing now.
That's great.
Yeah.
And is that different from how your body feels when you're imagining difficult things?
Yeah. I don't know.
We all do. Sometimes we do it unconsciously. But I just wonder. That's great, though. That's cool that you had a positive experience. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. No problem.
All right. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
All right. And for those of you who are out there listening and hopefully playing along with this, give a call. I'm going to be giving readings on your prosperity pictures. The number is 1-800-893-9562. I am Chris Cale. You're listening to Psychic Everyday Radio at SkidRowStudios.com, and we are real radio on the internet. And it is my half show break, and I want to tell you about a few things. First of all, the Creativity and Prosperity Workshop that I mentioned. Now, it is happening this Sunday, April 13th, from 1 until 3 at the Raven Playhouse in North Hollywood. And I'm signing people up on my websites, on chriscahill.com and also at psychiceveryday.com. So if you go, you know, go to the classes, you'll find the Creativity and Prosperity Workshop. It's got its very own page, and you can sign up. And that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be working those energies in a psychic meditation class. And it will be pretty fun, a really brilliant class. So I've already got, I don't know, a few dozen people signed up. So those of you out there listening who, if you really want to be there, make sure you pre-register. You save $5 when you pre-register too. Otherwise, it's $20 cash at the door. It's $15 in advance. So there you have it. And then another thing I want to mention is, through the end of April, I'm offering a special reading called the Prosperity Reading. And that's also on my website. And there's a whole storefront there with guided meditations and all kinds of other, you know, all kinds of other good stuff happening. So if you're interested in meditation or learning how to work with energy, I offer a lot of tools and information on that. And I'm a teacher. So there you have it. I'd love to communicate with you about that if you ever have questions for me or you have an interest in it. Now we are going to go right back to the show. Now back to creativity and prosperity. You have just come out of a little short, very simple little sample meditation about working with energy. Normally when I work with, you know, I meditate every day, and when I sit down and work on different energies or different pictures, I'll go into some of this. I mean, it's actually how I do a lot of my writing, or I create my shows. It's really from a place of working with my spirit and kind of looking at the energy or looking at the pictures and seeing what it is I want to, you know, like, what is my next thing? What do I want to create here? So again, you are a creative spirit. You already do create. And all of what you create comes from you. It comes from you within. So when you're sitting in a meditation and creating the new pictures, the new vision, or as David mentioned, the caller I had earlier, you're making something like a vision board. A vision board is just, it's sort of a way to jog your clairvoyance. It gives you images and pictures that you can look at, that you can see, that can help you to kind of manifest or work in that direction. Clairvoyance is really the tool that you're using. Clairvoyance is the ability to see energy, and it's also the ability to create a new picture, to kind of create a vision or a picture. So you already create. Every day of your life is a creative act, believe it or not. Now, coming down to what are you creating? Are you creating something consciously? Or is it an unconscious creation? What is it that you're creating? And how are you creating? You know, sometimes we create unconsciously in order to become conscious of something. I'm just wondering, is the phone line's working? Oh, okay. You guys, I'm not hearing from you out there. So I'm wondering, is my phone line working? No one's calling me. Normally you're all calling. You want a reading. Okay, cool. That's cool. No problem. We'll see. But if you're trying to call and you're not getting through, I apologize. We hopefully do not have a down phone line. Hopefully we can, you know, normally I've got like 8 people lined up. And the number again is 800-893-9562. So please call in. Now, back to the creating consciously or creating not consciously. That's the key here. Like some, as the, my first caller too, also was, you know, getting a hello on, he was creating something that he didn't mean to create. We all do that. See, now my callers are showing up. It's like it all of a sudden, is that you? Cool. Fantastic. Oh, perfect. Okay, good, good, good. I'm about to have another reading in a moment, but the point of being conscious is that you really get to then consciously say, this is what I choose to create. And that's another part of this. Your spirit is, you can make a creative choice. All right, I have another caller. Hello, you're live.
Hi, my name is Linda.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Santa Rosa, California.
Right on. Is this your first time calling in?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I didn't recognize your voice. Well, thank you for listening and for calling. Have you just become a listener recently?
Yes, I caught your show last week.
Oh, fantastic. Are you the person who wrote to me?
I haven't written to you yet, but I did just join your mailing list.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Linda.
I really love your grounding meditation. I've been listening to it every day for about 12 days now.
Oh, fantastic. I'm so glad to hear it. Hey, there's a lot more where that came from.
Yeah, I saw that.
Well, thank you. So tell me, would you like a reading on your prosperity pictures?
That would be wonderful.
All right. And just in present time, as I'm watching you, it's this picture of your creativity and prosperity. And I see this picture of you watching over yourself. It looks like part of you is doing the work and part of you is watching. So, you know, we are, as beings, we have different aspects of ourselves, but it looks like there's part of you, the active part of you. And this is, the picture is, it's outside a house, someplace that looks like, you know, where they have seasons, which we don't hear. I mean, where there's like fall and leaves falling. And I see that there are all these leaves on the ground and it doesn't look like your house. It looks like your parents' house and you're out there and you're raking up the leaves, but you're doing it for them. And then there's part of you overseeing this, watching yourself do this. And I just want to see what this is, what you are doing here. It looks like your spirit has been waiting for you to stop giving yourself busy work. I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's the picture.
Totally.
Yes. Your spirit is waiting for you to be done with all the busy work. And your spirit's very patient, but it's kind of like standing by waiting for when you're going to be ready to kind of dig in and create something different.
Yeah, I'm 51 and I'm getting ready too.
Well, there you go. That's a good way to put it. You said it better than anybody. You're ready.
Yeah,
you are. But it looks like part of what you've been waiting for is your parents to not need you to clean up the leaves. And I don't even know if they're around or not, but that's the picture, is you're still in an old kind of family picture, or you're breaking free of an old limitation, or just other people's pictures of what it should be. And their picture was it should be real simple somehow, like keep it simple. And your picture is something different from that. You're still working on what is your picture.
You are so right.
Well, I'm glad that it helped.
glad. Thank you.
I'm glad to say hello to you, Linda.
Me too.
Looks like your next step is really kind of getting more within yourself, like more spirit and body together.
Well, this grounding meditation is the start.
It's a good start. It definitely is.
Yeah.
It's going to help a lot. So
let
me know if I can help you with more.
I'll be glad to.
All right. Take care. Be well.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Everybody, we are now, the callers are coming in. Everybody's ready for their prosperity readings. And that is what I am giving. Now, there's one more thing I want to say about spirit really fast. I mean, I'm going to say this a few times. Your spirit includes your ability to have faith. It really, really does. Faith in yourself, faith in the reason why you're here, faith in the fact that you have a life, faith that there's a reason why you're doing what you're doing, even if it seems to be going badly or it's falling apart or it's not working the way you think it should. There's a level of faith here. There's something that you're you're learning how to have for yourself. I will take my next caller.
Hi, Grace. This is Janine.
Hi, Janine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. Are you the person who wrote me?
Yes, ma'am.
I thought so. Right now I recognize your name because I was like, oh, yeah, it wasn't Linda. It was, you know, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California at the moment.
Fantastic. Well, tell me, what would you like me to look at? Would you like your prosperity reading, or do you have a comment?
Prosperity.
There's a. I'm just going to look at a present time picture of what I see.
Okay.
For you. Mm-hmm. I see this picture of you. Waiting for the fruit to get ripe on this tree before you're going to pick it. It looks like what you're doing is you're standing by this tree. It's this big, beautiful tree. It looks like an avocado tree, but it's not avocados. And it looks like there's all this stuff growing on the tree, and it's not really about a fruit tree. It just looks like it's about you waiting for something to ripen or to be ready for you to go harvest it. And when I go and look and see what that is, and it looks like, too, part of it is you're not waiting very patiently. You're frustrated because it's not happening as fast as you'd like it to happen. And it looks like, too, you've been dependent on or having to kind of depend on other people in order for this to happen. So there's something about you're waiting for something to come through for you, or you've been waiting for. But see, I'm not looking at this just as a thing, like an activity or an action or a. It's not certainly not a prediction. I'm looking at it as your spirit. What's your spirit doing? And I see your spirit kind of standing by and sort of holding. But the funny thing is your picture is like you're really impatient. You've got your arms crossed. You're tapping your foot and you're waiting for this tree to be ready. And when I look to see like what's the stuck energy, it looks like the picture is, and it looks like it's male energy. It's not your energy, and it's not, this is nothing against male energy, but it looks like it is a control or on some level kind of handed down from a more of a patriarchal or authority kind of figure. And it's be patient, you know, wait till it's ready, be patient energy. But see, I see you, the being, ready to move faster than that. There's something you're trying to pick up and go with or move with, and you're ready to move faster, and it's so I see you being in a little bit of resistance to that control energy. Now, when I look at you taking a step past this or starting to create more on this level, because I'm kind of asking you in the picture, like, why are you just standing there waiting for that one thing rather than, because it looks like you're kind of putting all your eggs in one basket or staying in one area rather than spreading it out or moving your energy into different places or examining different things. It just looks like there's an opportunity for you to look, not just look in that direction, if that makes any sense. It's like to start to really kick it up a notch outside of that area, whatever that means to you. It's like it's a whether it's in a particular place you're working to make money or it's something else. There's a way to change this. It also has to do with spirit and attitude. So it looks like it's been kind of one vein of energy you've been working when there's other ways to work it. And that's just what I'm seeing right now. It looks like it's like diverse, like moving outside of this one thing to see what else there would be for you, if that makes any sense. So that's what it looks like, Janine.
It sounds very amazing. I like the fact that you said about that tree, because believe it or not, I used that comment yesterday with a group of friends, and it was about a mango tree and how I am from South America and how we wait for this particular mango. If we see it, whoever sees it, and if it's a group of us looking at that particular mango, we'll collect rocks to get that mango.
Oh, that's funny.
It is.
That's great. Well, thank you for telling me that, and thanks for calling and for signing up for my mailing list and all the rest of it. I appreciate it.
Thank you, ma'am. You have a wonderful evening.
You too. Bye-bye. Hey, everybody. I'm Chris Cahill. You're listening to Psychic Everyday Radio. I've got some more callers coming in just a moment. I want to mention that I do have a mailing list. And a couple people brought it up. I didn't, so I'm going to bring it up. If you go to my website, chriscahill.com, or my blog, psychiceveryday.com, you will see a sign up for my free weekly email, you know, that I send out. It's a newsletter, and it has the latest, you know, with classes or with my show or whatever else I'm working on, different articles I write, readings, all this stuff. And I give away free gifts to my subscribers. I give away a free monthly meditation and, you know, little specials and stuff too. So check it out. All right, I have another caller. Hello there, you're live.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
This is Leanne.
Hi, Leanne. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Nice to hear your voice again.
Yes. Nice to be back.
Well, right on. Are you? Oh, so you're back in L.A. now.
No, I just mean nice to be back on your show for another reading.
All right. Well, fantastic. Would you like a prosperity reading?
That would be wonderful.
All right. I'm going to take a look at you in present time with prosperity. The picture I see is, it looks like in present time you've been, I don't know what this means, but I just see this picture of you're kind of like, there's this wheel going around and around and around, and you're having to kind of keep up with it, and you have to keep adding things to it. It's like maybe it's a wheel of fortune. I don't know. It doesn't look like that, though. It's like this picture of having to keep up with something or having to keep adding more energy into it. And let me just see what that looks like, you know, schedule, wheel, like having to keep going around and around and around with something and continually having to feed it energy in order to keep it going. Yeah, and it looks like it looks also part of this is as much as you're intent on doing it or you're determined to do it, you're also tired. There's just this a little fatigue with it. Like, is this worth it? Do I want to keep doing this? What else do I want to do? Is this what I want to do? Like, it's just this picture of, it looks like you're hitting some levels of kind of doubt or fear about that. Trying to figure out what next steps are or how that's going to go. And when I look at you creating, it looks too like you persevere so well. You also know how to continue working with something as long as you need to. But that's what I see right now is you're kind of re-examining. There's like a re-examining of, is this what I want? Do I want to do it this way? And it looks to me like that's kind of the front and center energy with your prosperity. And I see another picture here where what you're doing is you're realizing that the wheel and all the, like, you feeding your energy into it and all this stuff, like you've been working in a game that you joined because you wanted to. But there's kind of a change in your attitude toward it. Like, do I have to do it this way? So I see there's a creativity that's also lighting up for you in terms of how else could you possibly do it. And I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's the picture. It's like you're looking at what else, how else can I do this or what would work? So with your...
Yeah, and it's exhausting because it seems like as fast as it comes in, it goes right out. So there's nothing that's really, you know, building, and it's more so it's just exhausting. And
yeah.
So I'm wondering is, when is it going to stick? When is it going to stay and not be going out the other end?
Well, I'm working at this from a perspective of a prosperity picture, and it looks to me like this is where you're getting conscious now, is working on how you create the pictures about it staying. And I don't know how you need to do that, but that looks like what your next step is you working on those new pictures. Looks like you've been plowing through a lot of energy, and now there's like another level here that you're going to go to with that. So there.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Nice talking to you tonight.
Bye. Thank you, Chris.
All right.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, we are in the middle of, or actually toward the end of a show on creativity and prosperity. So I was talking about just before my caller started, and I have another one, I think, coming in. Spirit includes your ability to have faith in yourself, also trust and joy in who you are as a being, a sense of belonging with yourself. That's also prosperity. Okay, I have another caller. Hello, you're live.
Hi, Chris. Chris, this is Lori in Chicago.
Well, hey, Lori. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing okay.
Good.
How are you?
I'm good. Good to hear your voice tonight.
Thank you.
Are you?
It's so good to, I'm just so grateful for your show. I listen to it every week, and I'm like your biggest fan.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's a thing. I like doing it. I mean, like some of the callers, I'm also looking at how do I continue with this? You know, like where am I going to take it and how is it going to change? Or, you know, so that's like going around a lot of different changes with different people. Like how is it going to work and, you know, all the rest of it. So, well, you know, we're all creating something new.
Right.
Although I love it. I love doing this. So,
yeah, it's so funny. I saw that.
You did. You saw that? The changing part? Oh, yeah, or the love that I love it part.
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, transition. Both. Big ones. Who knows? Hey, I'm opening it. Just saying it. So I'm looking for more support for my show. That's one thing I'm looking for. So I'm really starting to put it out there and ask people for support because it costs me to do this show every week, and it's worth it. I love it. But I'm also saying, hey, you know what, people? If you really like the show and you value it, be a supporter. And it's not, it's something that I will ask. I mean, I'm gentle about it, but I'm like, come on, you know, I'm going to ask people more, but it's part of what I do to create more of what I'm doing too. So it is part of that. And I understand that, but it's a thing and it's beautiful and it's lovely to do. And I really love talking to people who call in, and I'm really liking that you've been such a fan. I really appreciate that. And you've told so many people too. And I always appreciate that. So thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
That's very, very good.
You know, it's funny because, like, I see people, you know, they want it, and it's just like taking that step, making the phone call, you know?
It is.
Like, it's just make the phone call, yeah.
Making the phone call. Make the phone call, people.
Chris, like, when I, it's a thing to call you.
Huh.
It's a thing. You know, it's kind of a deal.
Right.
So...
I never think of that.
I just want to encourage everyone to call. That's maybe what I can say.
Well, thank you. I don't think of myself as being scary, but maybe it's scary. Well,
you're not scary. No, you're not. But it is, you know,
it is a thing.
A step, so.
Well, I appreciate you for saying that. That's very, very, that's helpful. Definitely. Well, so can I give you a reading?
Yes.
On your prosperity, just a present time prosperity reading.
Well, I'm in this like fourth chakra growth period, and I'm Chris losing my amusement.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, yeah.
I know how that one works. Okay, let's take a look at that. Well, I see this picture, and for those of you who are listening to this who aren't sure what a fourth chakra is, it has to do with your heart. It's your heart chakra, but it also has to do with affinity and love and also self-image, how you see yourself. And that's kind of what I'm looking at it from. Is more that picture, the new image, self-image pictures, or, you know, and all the rest of it. But affinity and love being part of that, too. And I see this picture of you. This is a clairvoyant growth period, too, because it goes along with the fourth chakra, self-image pictures, but you're using your clairvoyance to create these new images of yourself. And actually, what I see is you're looking... You look in the mirror and then you look again, and it looks to you like every time you look different. You're not looking in the mirror out of any sort of vanity, and it's not even like you're putting on makeup or something. I just see this picture of you looking. You're sort of looking at yourself, and then you keep morphing, like you're changing. There's this changing picture that doesn't, and from the prosperity perspective, it looks like it has to do with that as well. Like there's a kind of a waking up within about how do I see myself having what I want? How do I allow that or let myself? And actually, Lori, you're in more than just one growth period, but I think you know that. Hence the loss of amusement. I get it. But you're in this one that I'm looking at is you kind of, there's like this sort of, it's like morphing out and in, like you're pulling your energy out of an old thing, but it's so hard to pull your energy out of it because it's really scary and kind of painful. But meanwhile, you're trying to put it into the new thing. That making sense?
Yeah.
And it's terrifying. You know, you're like, what's going to happen if I blow this picture? Oh, no. And it's this whole transition you're in into this new thing. And you're pulling your energy out of the old thing. I mean, it's almost like the old thing becomes like this monster that growls at you. Like, rawr, you know, don't pull your, no, don't blow the picture. Don't pull your energy out of that. But you're looking at this new, the new pictures you're creating look like they're easier. I mean, that's your picture is, it doesn't have to be so hard.
Right.
Why does it have to be so hard? It doesn't have to be so hard. And it's very funny because some of the stuff you're pulling your energy out of is family stuff that says it has to be hard. Oh, yeah. I know those. It has to be hard or it's not real. Yep. You know, because that's what makes it real, because that's the drama of life that we all go through is it has to be hard, you know, or it's not going to be real. And you're trying to work it from the perspective of, well, no, yes, you know, it'll be challenging. There's going to be times that are a little bit more, a little more tougher than others, but why does it have to be so hard, you know, so energetically? And that's what I'm seeing. Like as you're taking a step, you're going back and forth. That's the morphing.
Right.
And the morphing in the mirror. I'm actually sorry that how much I'm enjoying this picture right now. Sorry. It doesn't look like it's comfortable. I'm not trying to torture you, but I'm really getting to blow a lot of roses myself. It's a good one. And that's the thing. Like when I see you creating the new picture, there's more of a spiritual ease that actually gives you all the energy you need to do the work that you're showing up to do. It's like a spiritual ease, an allowing, letting yourself. And that's the place you're working.
Okay.
Is more of this. Remember I was reading earlier, you know, the faith in yourself,
yes,
with trust and all the rest of it. It's pretty chunky right now. That's the stuff getting all lit up for people. Like,
uh-huh.
Can I trust myself? Do I have what it takes? Do I have, you know, can I have faith in all of this?
Yes.
And what exactly am I having faith in? Yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank you for saying hello to all of that and just, it's helping me clearer.
You're very welcome. And thank you for calling in.
Okay.
So I could say hello to that. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay. Be well. Take care. Take care, Lori. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh my goodness, we're coming to the end of another show, everybody. I do have a couple of things I want to finish with. We were going over in this show tonight your spirit, your creativity, and your prosperity. So you the being, you know, just to do a little wrap up here, you the being, you the spirit, being inherently creative, you're creating what you have in your life, whether or not you want to look at it that way. It's not that you can really run around at this point in your existence as a human being on this earth if you're over the age of 18 and blame others for it. And that's the other part of this too, is you, the spirit, however you choose to look at the energy of what's happening around you, there may be some things that really stink or that are really unfair or they're just, you know, gross abuses happening on the planet. But when it comes down to your spirit, you always do have a choice in many, many ways. And that's what you're doing. You're creating. You're using your spirit to create. There's a choice. And prosperity is really the name of the game. What does that mean to you? So I suggest for this week, you know, if you're going to work with this energy all week, and you might want to spend the month of April working on it like I am, it's kind of a neat thing to really go deeply into an energy, really start to work with your own prosperity pictures. What are those? What do those mean? What is it that you feel like you need in order to take the steps to have them? All right, I'm going to be signing off in just a minute, literally here. I'm Chris Cahill. You've been listening to Psychic Everyday Radio at Skid Row Studios in downtown Los Angeles. I come to you Wednesdays from 7 until 8 o'clock Pacific time here at skidrowstudios.com. And you can find me at chriscahill.com. And that's K-R-I-S-C-A-H-I-L-L.com. PsychicEveryday.com. You can subscribe to my free podcast on iTunes. It's there, you know, after the show. This becomes a podcast. And you can go to my website and see, you know, I have guided meditations and classes. I give psychic readings. I do all of this. This is what I do full time for a living. So, you know, if I can help you out, please let me know. I'd love to hear from you. And sign my mailing list while you're there. I want to thank Jenny and Scott and everybody in the booth over there. Thank you guys. and Skid Row Studios. And also, I want to thank Amadeus for the use of her music that opens and closes the show. So be back next week. I'll see you all then. Have a wonderful week and a very prosperous one.